Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. We're so excited to be in the house of God, to dwell there, not just on a Sunday, but how many of you know that we can dwell in the presence of God every single day, that we can seek His face, we can seek His power, we can be ready when we enter the house of God for the power of the Holy Spirit to change us, transform us, to renew us, to set us free, to bring healing. He is the answer. And it doesn't matter what you're going through, what your situations or your circumstances say, your God is still on the throne. And He desires to pour out blessings upon every single one of us. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. And He delights Himself in you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We pour ourselves out through our praise and our worship, because it is an honor and a privilege to minister to you through these things. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for choosing us, for loving us while we were yet sinners, for chasing after us. But Heavenly Father, right now, in this moment, in this place, in this season, no matter what is going on, we will chase you. We will seek you. We will run after you and hunger after you. You have free will to move in supernatural power in our lives. And we will not relent until we see you in fullness today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Declare that you are healed, but let's just give God all the glory because he's already done it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, out of your mouth, just thank him. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Happy that we are free. All right, so with this next song, it says, I am free to run, I am free to dance. So I just want to encourage you to be free. So during this song, feel free to be free. All right, here we go. Through you the blind will see, through you the mute will sing, through you the dead will rise. Through you our hearts will praise, through you the darkness flees, through you my heart screams, I am free. Let's sing that again. Through you the blind will see, through you the mute will sing, through you the dead will rise. Yes, I am free, yeah, yeah, and I am free to run.
I am free to run.
And I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
And I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like
We're not done worshiping yet, but I just really sense in my spirit, we're not doing church this morning. We are not here to do church. You know, there's people here at the altar, but wherever your heart is with Jesus, that's the altar. And that's where you need to be this morning. Today doesn't need to be church as usual. We are not a normal church, people of God. We are a church that serves Jesus. We are a people that seek after the throne room of heaven and after His presence. His presence is in the house this morning. So as we continue to worship, I want you to get out of that comfort zone. I don't care. We're not here watching performers. We're here to watch the one that is why we're here, and that's Jesus Christ. So I challenge you this morning. I challenge you. Whatever you've got to do, get out of your comfort zone. Shut your eyes. Give God the opportunity because He's here and He wants to touch you. His altar is not right here. It's right in front of you. You are at His altar. You are in His presence. You are literally people of God. We are literally in His presence. So I challenge you as we continue to worship. Close your eyes. We're not doing church. We're not doing church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the hidden glory in creation, and now revealed in You are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, You heaven down. My sin was great, Your love was greater. And what can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. 'Cause death could not hold You, the veil tore before You, You silenced the boast of sin and grave, the praise of Your glory, for You are raised to life again, and You have no rival, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, and nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. 'Cause you have no rival, and you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign, and yours is the kingdom, and yours is the glory, yours is the
above every name, the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. You are worthy, God. Spirit is touching some sensitive areas in people's lives. If you just let him touch you, if you let him heal you, if you let him come in to work on your heart, those things that you didn't think you can get rid of, those things that you didn't think that you could forget about, those things that you didn't think you could forgive somebody for right now. Holy Spirit, break those walls down. I speak a supernatural peace right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We speak and release right now that spirit of peace. 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 The burdens that we've carried, the struggles that have happened. Jesus. Jesus. You see, church, when Jesus shows up, things happen. Miracles are possible. healing manifestation. Jesus. Jesus. Father, where would we be without you? I don't even want to think about who we'd be without you. Some of you need joy in your lives. Some of you need to laugh in the face of the enemy. You know, instead of getting all balled up and curling up in a fetal position, some of you need to start laughing at the face of the enemy. Really laughing. Joyous laughter. Pastor Jade was praying this morning that we'd have a spirit of joy come over us, that we just start laughing in the spirit. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I release even that spirit of joy. Joy, the joy of the Lord shall be our strength. Joy right now, we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, give us that joy, hallelujah. Give us a joy. And Father, when we look at the enemy, what he's trying to do and the assignments that he's trying to put against our lives, that we can laugh and we can say, no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. We can say, no, your assignment is canceled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? You guys literally sense that peace and his presence is just very sensitive this morning. You know, that's the awesome thing, is sometimes you just want to get whacked in the face, like, Jesus, just come up and just, you know, slap me across the face. No. He doesn't, that's not what he's going to do. He loves us. He's a God of grace and a God of mercy. You know what? On your way back to your chair this morning, I want you to give five people a high five. Give five people a hug. No kisses, just hugs. Okay? But give some high fives today. Give somebody some love. Give somebody a laughter. Give somebody a smile. Give somebody a handshake of peace. Love on your family this morning. Come on, people. Let's go, HT. Amen. Thank you.
HT family, it is time to settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
Candy for the candy drive.
We are hosting our first annual candy drive happening October 21st. We want to encourage you to bring in one bag or 12 bags of candy and drop it in the big bucket in the foyer as you come into church that day. Thanks.
Hey family, this is National Pastors Appreciation Month, where we're going to actually be receiving a special offering specifically for our pastors on October 21st. Make sure that you bring a blessing. We're going to be receiving an offering. This is an opportunity where we can show honor and we can show appreciation to our pastors of all the time that they've given, all the sacrifices that they've made, and the investment that they have put into our lives. So make sure you bring your offering October 21st, and let's be a blessing to our pastors.
His Tabernacle, amen. Amazing news. Tap your neighbor real quick. Make sure they're paying attention to this. This is so, so important for who you are and what God's going to do in your life this year. Look, it's the end of the year, but I believe it's going to be the best season. We are starting another season and round of groups. What does that mean? It means everyone should be connected to the family of God, because that's how God set it up. And we know it's easy to get lost in the sanctuary, but it's really hard to get lost in someone else's house. It's really hard to get lost sitting around a circle, loving on each other, creating relationships. So I'm going to encourage you, right out front at the information center, there's signups. Also, look around the room. There are group coaches and hosts all over the place. Guys, just put your hands up real quick. We want to encourage you, find somebody, make your way out to the info center, or hop right online. I know you have a smartphone. Go right now to histabernacle.com, click the groups button, and get signed up for a group. They're starting the first week of October. Make sure you're in, make sure you're a part of a group so that you can grow and you can see your connections rise. We love you. Have a phenomenal day.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. Oh, hold on.
God is looking for a man or woman that says, I shall not be defeated. I'm going to kill this devil that has set himself up against me. For if God be for me, then who can be against me? My trust is in God. My faith is in God. I'm going to be all right. I'll wake up tomorrow. I'll still do what I normally do, because God is the one who is my present. He was in my past, and he'll be in my future.
Okay. Good morning, His Tabernacle. How y'all doing this morning? Come on, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in this. I'm going to ask you guys one more time. His Tabernacle, how y'all doing this morning? Yeah, I love that. I love that. We're so excited. You are in the house of the Lord. Welcome to our 9 a.m. service. As you can tell, we are not quiet. We are not bored. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are excited to be in the house of the Lord today. So tap your neighbor, say, neighbor, you are brilliant for being in the house of the Lord. And y'all pray for Pastor Dan. If this is your first time here and you are completely terrified of Pastor Dan, I'm kidding. If this is your first time here, can we just see your hand so we can just celebrate you, please? Just lift up your hand just like this. Awesome. Can we give it up for our first-time attendees? If you could just please keep your hand lifted up, we'll love to give you our guest packet. Inside the guest packet is a mug, some information about our church. But most importantly, we want to, there's one right here, awesome. We want to personally invite you to our guest reception after service. It's on this side of the building. Please come over for free coffee, free snacks, get to know our pastoral staff a little bit better, but we want to get to know you better. There are so many churches you could have chose, but today you chose His Tabernacle. So we're so thankful for that. So let's give it for our guests one more time. We love you, and you guys are already family, so thank you. So today, the rest of the verbal announcements is just about family. So I want to just talk to the family that is here. As we said, October 28th, we have 1:10 a.m. service with one of our oversights. He is over this family, Brother Ted Shuttlesworth Sr. So you want to just take out your phone right now, mark it October 28th. There will be one service at 10 a.m. You may want to get here early. You may want to park early, get your kids checked in early, because your seat may be taken by the time you get here. All right, so we want to ensure that everybody is in your own time. And then also Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, we're having 7 p.m. services. And I believe that there's childcare for every single service. So we are, yeah, awesome, right? Praise the Lord. So we are so excited. We're going to have a phenomenal time with one of our oversights over this family. Amen? And also, who knows what October is besides my birthday? Anybody else? Hallelujah. I can't wait. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, not just at His Tabernacle, not just in New York State, but it is across the nation. This is where we get to celebrate the angels of the church, the pastors of the church, and we want to just honor them for all the work that they are doing. And we want to celebrate our pastors October 21st in both of our services. I want to share my heart a little bit to you about what that means as family. Can I do that? Is that okay? So, good, I have the mic. July 2009, I came to the church for the first time, sitting in that back row section over there. And during meet and greet, Pastor Spencer came down, and he came down to me and he said, "The word of the Lord is coming to me right now, and you are called to this house. You are called to be a son of this house. You are called to be raised up in this house." And I was not a stranger to those spiritual gifts. So I prayed on that. I received that word. And for the past 9 years, the pastor, Michael Spencer, and Pastor Rhonda have had their hands on my life and my wife and my entire family. And because of that, we are just so excited for what God has been doing in our lives. It's not just them as people. It is them as the pastors that we have submitted under. And we have become part of this family. And I would dare say that either you may be a spiritual son or daughter, you may be somebody on staff, you may be somebody that you've only been here for 2 or 3 months. I would dare say that there's been an undeniable impartation in your life because of our senior pastors. So we have the privilege and the opportunity to honor them in 2 weeks. Now, one thing that Pastor has always taught me is to remain humble and to remain honorable. And that is what has really helped me over the past 9 years. And in their humility and in their honor, they have brought to us, to impart to our family, some of the best speakers across the world. We've had Brother Ted. We've had Teddy Jr. We've had Pastor Rick Shelton. We've had Bishop Rick Thomas. We've had Pastor John. Like, we've had so many people that have come to impart into each of us. And your lives have been transformed. Your families have been touched. Your bodies have been healed. And we always take care of the people from the outside, because that's how we've been taught. Amen? So we're so thankful for all the people that they have brought in. But guess what? That would have been impossible without our senior pastors. They are that humble and that honorable to say, "I love my family so much. I will bring in the best from the outside to pour into them." So my family has taken on a personal challenge, and I want to challenge each of you as well, that we do such a great job of taking care of every person that they humbly and honorably bring in to bless us. But in 2 weeks, I want to challenge you, along with my family as well, that let us turn around and take care of home. Can we do that? Let's turn around and begin to take care and to out-celebrate, out-honor, and I'll praise those that have said, "I will give up everything to build this family." This is their family. They love you. This is their family. They celebrate you. This is their family. They brag about you every time they are outside of these four walls. So I want to just challenge you just one more time. In 2 weeks, let us out honor and let us out celebrate them in all the years combined, just to say thank you for keeping this place as family. Thank you for making this a safe place. Thank you for preaching the uncompromising word of God. And above all, thank you for being honorable and obedient to the word of the Lord to build this family. So please join me in 2 weeks and let us be a supernatural and above and beyond blessing to our senior pastors. Can we all do that? Amen. Amen. Let's have Pastor Cody Spencer.
Hey, guys. How are you? Come on. I was just telling, I think first service looks way bigger than it did in the summer, which excites me. I don't know if you guys are excited to get in the woods, if you're excited about Jesus, or to watch football, but you're here. Amen. No, no amens. I don't get anything out of you this morning. Come on now. Awesome. If you're blessed, can you just raise your hand, wave it at me? Just, man, we have a blessed house in here. I think one of the most important things about realizing that we're blessed is who we're blessed by. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7, it says, one plants, one waters, but it's God that brings increase. And it's the Lord that we get our increase from. And I love the fact that it's God that brings my increase. And it's really cool what Jesus did on the cross. We know that he died for our sins. We know he died for our sickness. But he also died that lack would pass away from our lives. And we see this all the way back to Exodus when the people of God left slavery and left Egypt. And I love this. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 35, what happened is God told the children of Israel in verse 36, he said, now I want you to go and I want you to tell the Egyptians, I want you to ask of them all of their gold and all of their silver. Like, that's a pretty big ask. Like, okay, you're getting let out of slavery, but not only are you getting let out of slavery, you're going to now go and ask these people for all of their gold and all of their silver. So they went and they asked. They were obedient to God. It says, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they granted them what they requested. Thus, they plundered the Egyptians. You know, it's so cool. When we came from death to life, we plundered the devil. Through the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross, we plundered the devil. Now there's no sin, there's no sickness, and there's no lack that can overcome us because of what Jesus did on the cross. All the way back to Exodus. And when they left with the riches. But it's pretty crazy because as they went throughout their journey, we know at times they questioned God and they experienced these times of doubt. But when Moses went on top of the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, to spend time with Jesus, what happened is the people, they felt like they had been left behind. And again, they had this moment where they felt abandoned by God. We find this in Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 4. And it says, now when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people assembled about Aaron and said to him, come, make us a God who will go before us as this Moses. The man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And Aaron said, tear off the gold rings which are in your ears, in the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me. Then all the people tore off their gold rings which were in the ears and brought them to Aaron. He took this from their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool and made it into a molten calf. And they said, this is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. You know what's so sad is, what God had blessed them with in the land of Egypt, they actually turned into a false idol to worship. What was crazy about why God had blessed them with this, he didn't bless them with it just for them. He blessed them with this gold, with this silver, to help build his tabernacle and to eventually build his temple. So what happened is, in their time of doubt, when they felt like God had left them, when they felt like they were separated, when they felt like there was a separation, what they did is they took what God had blessed them with to build him a tabernacle, to build him his house. They took and turned into an idol, into something to worship instead of the one true God. And what I'm concerned about is, while we know all of our blessing is from God, do we use it to build his house? Do we use it in obedience to what his intention was? Man, if we're blessed, it's not for us. It's to be a blessing. It's to pass that blessing on. It's to build the kingdom. It's to move things forward. See, this is really all about the heart. And we can look at them in the Old Testament and say, oh, guys, we know it wasn't a calf made out of gold that brought you out of Egypt. But I think we could say the same thing. It's not the car, it's not this, it's not that. Man, it's the kingdom. It's always been about the kingdom. And today, I don't want to attack you, but my question is, with what God has brought increase into your life with, have we used it to bless his kingdom, or have we used it and turned it into an idol to worship? Today, man, I want to encourage you. We can't afford to turn what God has blessed us with into an idol that we now worship. It's not worth it. That's not what brought us out of sin. That's not what brought us out of sickness. And that's not what brought us increase. Everything, all of this has come from God. And it's God that deserves it back. And all he asked back is that measly 10%. It's a small amount. Man, I want to encourage you, when you can be obedient with that amount, you are absolutely in his hand. You are absolutely where he's asked you to be. And just like the children of Israel, man, there's nothing that's going to overtake you. There's nothing that's going to stop you. He's going to bring you to the promised land. But it's out of obedience, it's out of faith, and it's out of knowing that it's only Jesus. And it's only Jesus that brought it, and it's only Jesus that deserves it back. Amen? Amen. I just want to pray real quick, man. Can we bow our heads all over this place? I know it's not normal for what we do for tithes and offerings, but man, I just want you to go ahead and take an assessment real quick of your heart. Is your heart in the right place when it comes to finances? Look, Pastor might kill me for this statement, but everybody here could stop giving tomorrow and the ministry would still go forward, because it's God that brings the ministry forward. Your tithe is not for the staff, it's not for the building, it's really for you. It's for you to show your obedience, your allegiance, your honor to God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that, Lord, we would be an obedient house. Lord, we would put you where you belong, at the front and center. That, Lord, it's not about anything else other than showing our allegiance and our obedience and our trust unto you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that we are not turning anything into a false idol, but Lord, all of our increase is through you and for you. So let it be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen from the back to the front? Amen. Hey, let's stand to our feet. In this house, what we do is we bring our offering to the Lord. And they told me it's going to be a little bit different. I don't know what that means, but we'll just play it by ear. But we're just going to go ahead and say what we normally say. We declare Deuteronomy chapter 28 over our lives. And I always seem to mess it up and forget it when I get up here, even though I say it every single week. But there's envelopes on your chairs. If you text me and my wife, we text. Some of you guys online, I like to come up and touch the bucket still with my phone. Just a declaration that, man, this is it. Let's go ahead and declare this together. If I obey. If I obey. Pastor Aaron, come and do this for me. I'm quitting on this.
All right, so, can you hold this then, my friend?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, here we go. So, if I obey. I am blessed going in. I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Go ahead and bring your offerings up front. And if you're online, feel free to text to give. Right there, the number's on the bottom of the screen. And we thank you and we love you.
And I am free in Jesus' name.
resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name. I will live, I will not die, I will declare and lift you high. Christ revealed, and I am healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah! I love the house of God and the presence of God so much. Pastor Spencer and I love pastoring you so much. Truly, truly, we believe that you are the best church in the whole wide world. We love you so much. Pastor Spencer is away speaking this morning. He just sends his love to all of you. He is preaching at a church this weekend and doing ministry, and God is moving powerfully. And we love that we can share him with other people, but that he always comes back home, right? Amen. We are lifers here. We've said it from day one. We've stood up in front of this pulpit and told you we are lifers in this house. We'll be here for life. So you're stuck with us, okay? But I just want to welcome some guests this morning. Actually, I want to welcome Jay and Anna to the front row section. How awesome! But Pastor Jade and Pastor Chad's family are in town from South Africa, and more family, extended family with me this morning. And I just want to thank you so much for being with us. It's such a blessing to have you in the house. Thank you. So this morning, I want to bring you a word from the Lord. And the thing that we know and we can be confident in is when the word of God goes forth, it produces in your life. So I have great confidence as I stand before you today that you are going to leave this place changed from the way that you came in by the word of God. And that's always changed for the good. Nothing bad from God. Everything good comes from the Father above. Amen. So I was in a worship service recently and just praising God, and I was actually getting ready to speak, and this message right here came to me from the Lord. And when we were coming up on this time, Pastor asked that I would speak this to you because it is really what the word of the Lord is saying. And while I was sitting there worshiping, what I heard was, get rooted and stop quitting. Stop quitting. You know, this is directly from God. Maybe this morning you came in this place and you've thought about just quitting, just giving up, just throwing in the towel. It might be quitting on your marriage. It might be quitting on your job. It could be any form of quitting. But in your spirit, God is speaking to you today. You came in here thinking, man, I just can't do this anymore. Whatever it is, I'm going to quit. And the word of the Lord for you today is stop quitting. Stop quitting and get rooted. I'm going to show you the value and the importance of being rooted through the word of God today. But stop quitting. I want you to arrest yourself in your tracks, in your thoughts, in your mind that tells you, I just need to quit. And I want you to hear the word of the Lord tell you to stop quitting. The word says that we're to fight the good fight of faith and finish the race. God tells us to stop quitting, to finish and get roots. But in this world that we live in our culture, in our lives, we've made quitting so easy. But in reality, quitting isn't easy at all. It makes life so much harder, so much more difficult. We build no strength and when we constantly quit. We live in a world where the grass is always greener on the other side, isn't it? I wish I had this person's life or that person's job. I wish my kids act like that person's kids. I wish my husband was as thoughtful as that video that I watched. We've been trained to lust over things that do not belong to us. And this creates a dissatisfaction in our lives. And when we're dissatisfied, when dissatisfaction sets in, it creates frustration, and then we just want to give up. We quit on our consistency to God's house. We quit on our jobs. We quit on our marriages. We quit on healthy eating, sometimes days in, sometimes even hours into our determination to eat healthy, right? So these things range from small things to massive things. But you know what? When we quit anything, it makes quitting everything normal. When we quit anything, it makes quitting everything normal. You might think, oh, this is just a little insignificant thing. No, when we practice quitting, it makes quitting normal in every area of our lives. The grass is greenest where it is watered. The grass is greenest where it is watered. Water your own life. Water your own stuff. Water your life with the Word of God and watch your plot become greener and greener. And you won't have to quit and say, oh, well, mine is all brown. I'll just move over here because it'll just be brown again. If you make quitting your practice, quitting is what you will naturally do. We need to get rooted. Psalms 1:3, we did a whole year on this passage of scripture, and here's the word of the Lord coming forth. It says, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. This is God's desire for your life. Hear me right now. This is his desire. Not that you keep quitting and getting knocked over all the time. This is his desire. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in every season, and its leaf does not wither. Oh, I love the Word of God. I get so excited about the Word of God. That is his desire for your life, that in every season it is fruitful, and that your leaf is always green and it never withers up. In whatever he does, he prospers. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his children. So we need to be rooted like that tree so that we can be prosperous in every season. And when we are rooted, that means you can't be quitting. If you're constantly quitting, you're not being rooted. So be rooted. What does it mean to be rooted? You know, roots on a tree are the nutrition system for the rest of the tree. Think about your life. The root system is the nutrition for the rest of the tree. And you know what else roots are for? Roots are so that the tree is strong and it doesn't fall over. The plant is strong and it doesn't fall over. If a tree or a plant has no roots, there's nothing. It just is going to fall over. It won't even be able to stand up. We must be rooted or we will not be able to stand tall like the tree planted that doesn't wither, that bears fruit in every season. We must have roots. Roots also store extra food for future use. It is so important that we have roots. So just like quitting everything affects everything, having roots affects everything. Having roots affects whether we stand tall or not, whether we're nourished, whether we have for the future when things come in, when there's drought or famine or storm or whatever comes in. Having roots also affects everything in our lives. It's a good reason for us to desire to be rooted and grounded. So our purpose in getting rooted is to bring nutrition to the rest of the tree. We need to be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. We need to be rooted and grounded in his truth, in his word. Our heart needs to be passionate and longing for Jesus, because then it brings nutrition to the rest of the tree. It creates health for the entire body. It anchors the tree and keeps it from falling, and it stores nutrition for the future. So get rooted and grounded in church. Get rooted and grounded in Christ. You know how we can know right now, right in this moment, whether we have roots or not? Every single one of us, look at yourself. Don't worry about your neighbor. You can't control anything that they do. I want you just to think about yourself. We can know whether we have roots or not. We can know that we have roots or not by whether we get angry or upset or offended. We can know we have roots or not if he is our passion, if he is our priority. We are rooted in Christ only if he is our passion and our priority. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all of these things shall be added unto you. So we can know whether we only have surface roots, or if we have no root in us at all, or if we have deep roots, by our heart's passion. What is your heart passionate about? If we are so passionate every day to get in the Word, I'm telling you, I get more and more hungry for God and the things of God every single day. It doesn't get old. It doesn't fade. I don't ever get weary. Never, not one time when I get into this Word do I leave it feeling dry or weary. I just get so fired up and so excited about the Word of God. That's how we can know in our own lives whether we're going to have roots, or if we're surface and we don't have roots and we're going to fall to everything that comes. We need to have roots so that you're not blown to and fro, so that you're not knocked over, so that you're not taken out. Nobody wants to live a life where you're tossed all over the place while you're on the up and down roller coaster ride with Jesus. But that is determined by you. That is not determined by anybody else. That is determined by your own root system in yourself. And you can be so, every single one of us can be so rooted and grounded in Christ. This right here is getting into the stuff that differentiates those sitting in churches. You know, we all sit in the same church. We all hear the same message. We all hear the same word of God. And we hear the same teaching week after week. We hear the same powerful, effective word as the person sitting next to us. And it is equally available to every single one of us. But why is it that some are rooted and some are not rooted? And some of us only have surface roots, while others have deep roots. And guess what? It doesn't matter the length of time that you've been in church. It does not determine your roots. You could be in church for 50 years and be this beautiful looking tree and have no root system at all. And whenever anything bad comes along, you're going to be taken out. You're going to be knocked over. You're not going to, and you could be a brand new Christian and just in everything, at church every single week, rock solid faith, in a group. And you can have deep, deep roots and things come along. That's how you can sit in the same place as the person next to you and have differing results. It's based on what we are rooted and grounded in. And it does not matter what comes your way. I am not saying if you're rooted and grounded in Christ that there's not going to be any rain that falls, that your life is going to be rainbows and lollipops and puffy clouds to lay on. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that the rain is going to come. The floods are going to come. The wind is going to blow. But you better be rooted. You better be grounded in Jesus Christ. Because when they come to all of us alike, that is the difference whether you're going to be just thrown over, knocked over, or if you're going to stand firm and you're going to have fruit in every season. And
and you're going to have green leaves, and you will be immovable. You cannot fall. You don't even worry or wonder if that tree that has massive oaks is going to, roots, is going to get knocked over in a windstorm. You don't sit there, oh my goodness, I hope that tree doesn't blow away. No, you don't even think about it. That tree is there, and it is immovable. There have been trees that have been in the ground for hundreds of years through every kind of weather and storm, the worst kind of storms, and they still stand. When the dust settles and I've done everything that I could do to stand, here we will be still standing. We need to be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. It's our responsibility to pay attention to our own root system, and every single one of us can have the same. We can have peace that passes all understanding, but we determine by what we're passionate about, what we seek after, by what is our priority. Ephesians 3:17, here's what the Word of God has to say. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him. He gives us everything that we need for life and godliness. He gives you everything that you need for victory. He gives you everything that you need for success. Every single one in this place. He is no respecter of persons. He doesn't favor this person over that person. He makes it available to every single one of us. And He even tells us the answer. This is the answer to exactly what to do. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded on Him, being continually, stop quitting, be continually built up in Him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing with thanksgiving. That's Colossians 2:7. Ephesians 3:17 says, then Christ will make His home in your hearts. As you trust in Him, your roots will grow. As you trust in Him, your roots will grow. As you trust in Him, your roots will grow. So get rooted. Hear the word of the Lord this morning. Get rooted. Stop quitting. Stop quitting right now. Stop quitting. You know, we blame it. We just say this millennial generation. Oh, come on now. Look at you older, mature people like me. It is not just this millennial. Why do you think they are the way they are? We have got to stop quitting. We're producing a society that has no root in it. We're producing a culture that's just so easy to quit. We don't like what happens at our banks, so we quit and we change banks. We don't like what happens at our work, so we quit and change work and change work and change work. And once you start quitting, it's easier to quit the next time. So stop quitting. Stop quitting your marriages. Stop quitting your consistency to God's house. Stop quitting your reading your Bible and your time with Christ. Stop quitting on your fight, the good fight of faith. Never quit. Stop quitting on your hopes and dreams. Some of you start and you get discouraged and you're not rooted and grounded and you're not focused on the things of Christ. And so you quit on your hopes and dreams, on your purpose, on the very things that God has called you to. Stop quitting. Finish what you start and make deep roots. You determine the strength and the depth of your own roots. You do. Nobody else can determine that for you. And how exciting is that? That's pretty awesome. I love that nobody else gets to determine my success level. Nobody else, no circumstance or situation can dictate my victory, because I get to determine how deep I want my roots to be and what my passion and what my focus will be. And when we are trusting in the Lord, it shows us what will happen. It's a promise. It's our covenant right. And when you grow roots, then Psalms 3:1-3, you will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in every season. How many of you want this?
consistency. Not this, climbing back up. This, climbing back up. This is the answer right here. Be firmly planted by the streams of water. You'll yield your fruit in every season. Your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. But when you have shallow roots, hear me. Hear me. This is a determination. If you have shallow roots, you get upset about everything. Don't think about who else has shallow roots. Look at yourself. You become upset about everything. You become fearful. Hear me, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but we become fearful. That means our roots are shallow. That means we need to get more established. I need to just see yourself digging in and getting roots that grow. Be immovable. Be immovable on what the word of God has to say about you. You know you have shallow roots if you are offended and you're blown to and fro. Offense reveals a weakness in your root system. Very important. Offense is rampant. It's happening all over the place. But what offense does, look, it can be all their fault, all you want. But offense hurts you. I cannot afford to be offended. Offense is a sin because it is unforgiveness. We need to get rid of offense in our life because offense is like a rock underneath our root system. You're trying. But Pastor, I'm coming to church. I'm reading my word. And your roots are hitting this rock when you're offended. And it can't get through, and it can't go deep. We have got to get rid of that rock of offense. We need to get that out of the way of our roots. Your life has no place for offense. If you feel that creeping up inside of you, if you feel fear or anger growing up inside of you, if you feel like you're being tossed to and fro, I want you to get rid of that offense. I want you to move that rock out and get founded on the word. Get rooted deep down in. Be immovable because the power is in your hands. When you are rooted and grounded in Christ and you let those roots grow deep, then you know who you are. You know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Man, that thing can be beating up against your face. It can be just slamming in your way. But you know that you know that you know. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That God is fighting for me. Who can be against me? That I cannot fall. I cannot fail. When you have deep roots, you can sit in the same place. You can be in the same tsunami as the person next to you, and you can have different results. You can be immovable. You can have joy. You can laugh at the enemy's face, and you don't even have to be afraid. When you have deep roots, you can be immovable, and it's God's desire. It's his word to you today. Get rooted. Stop quitting. We need to stay rooted in the good times. We need to get rooted in the good times, and then it's going to be natural in the storm. You'll be ready for the storms of life. You'll be ready. So we need to practice not quitting when it's good. Practice, because we practice so much quitting that's what's natural for us. So now we're going to have to start practicing not quitting. Finish what you start. When our kids would join something in school or whatever program, even if they didn't like it the first day they came home, I don't really care. You're going to finish what you start. You know, it wasn't because we're being mean. We're trying to teach them the principles of the Word of God, that when you quit something, you're going to quit anything. So just don't quit. Practice not quitting when you get upset. practice not quitting when you get mad. And when you practice that, I want you to feel those roots growing down in the ground. Give yourself a pat on the back because those roots are growing. So don't give in to quitting. Stop quitting and practice making roots now, because then when, not if, but when the storms of life blow in, and it can be storm after storm after storm. I mean, we've had rain after rain after rain around here. But guess what? You can stand strong in every season, bearing fruit and your leaf not withering. And that's God's desire for your life. No one transplants in the middle of a storm. You don't pick up a tree and uproot it. Oh, it's getting stormy out. Let's go move this tree from here to there because there's a storm coming. No, that would be crazy. There wouldn't be any root system in it. And then there's no root system in it. So when the storm comes, this is your life. The way just a little bit of wind blows, you're just no root in you, and you're literally blown away. The wind is happening. If you have shallow roots, if you are not committed, if you are not consistent, if you are not founded in Christ, on His word, this is what's going to happen. When a little bit of wind blows in your life, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel yourself being tossed way over there. You're going to feel yourself just getting blown away every single time. And that's not God's desire for your life, that you just be thrown all over the place. No, He wants you to be immovable, strong in every season, no matter what comes, no matter the wind. And the wind can stay on all day long. If you are rooted and grounded in Christ, you are immovable despite the wind. It cannot affect you. Don't quit. Quitting is like transplanting a tree. Every time you transplant a tree, do you know that it has seasons of unfruitfulness? Sometimes up to 3 years. And that's just in the natural. Isn't it amazing how God uses the natural science to show us His word, to reveal it to us? Man, we can't be quitting. We can't be uprooting ourselves. Please hear me today. Whatever you're planning on quitting, don't quit unless it's sin. Now listen, if it's sin, you better be quitting it, okay? That's what we need to cut off. We need to cut off that branch that is cancerous, that is death. We need to cut it off. We need to not quit on God, but we need to quit on that thing. And you say, oh man, you know what, Pastor Rhonda? It's just too hard. You know, it's just too hard. I can't conquer this thing, so I can't be rooted and grounded. That's not true. In Romans, it tells us that there is no sin that the price of the cross was not strong enough to take care of. So there's nothing too strong to keep you. There is no sin. There is no addiction. There is no bondage that is stronger than the price that Jesus Christ paid on the cross, that you could walk in victory and freedom. Nothing is stronger. So don't use that excuse. Get rooted and grounded. And when that thing tries to come up and say, oh, but I'm bigger than your God, I'm stronger than your God, you just tell it, I've got roots and I'm immovable in this place. You can't touch me. Matthew 7:24-27. I've actually seen some Christians in this place where they've uprooted themselves, transplanted themselves, quit on things. And then the storm comes and the wind blows and they're never seen again. Actually, we had this tree. So it doesn't matter how solid or strong a tree is. If that's cut down or uprooted, when the water comes, it will wash that away. so you can feel like I'm the strongest person ever. If you have uprooted or cut down, Pastor and I, this recent flood, we have a creek in the back of our house, and there was this massive tree, and I just think nothing's impossible. So I jumped off the ATV as if I was going to move this tree and tried to lift it, and it definitely didn't go anywhere. But, you know, I figured out, actually, this is a complete side note, I really believe the word of God that nothing is impossible. That's why when people come to me and tell me it can't be done, my brain can't even compute that it can't be done. So here's me jumping off the ATV as if I could lift this log, this giant log out of the way, and I can't do anything with it. But the word of God says nothing is impossible. So don't ever come to me and tell me it can't be done, because I promise you I'm going to look at you like you're the one that's crazy, because the word of God says nothing is impossible to them that believe. Well, guess what? I didn't physically move that tree, but we hooked the ATV winch up to it and moved that tree right out of the way so that it wasn't blocking our bridge. And guess what? That tree was so heavy, I couldn't lift it. My husband couldn't lift it. The ATV winch was strong enough to move it out of the way. But when the water came, that is so far gone. I don't know. It might be in the ocean by now. I have no idea. It doesn't matter how big or strong. When you uproot and cut down, it will just be blown away with whatever comes in. And that's not God's desire for his church. This is his desire, Matthew 7, 24 through 27. And it says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, you're in this place today. You're hearing the word of the Lord. It says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. We must be doers of the word. Who hears these sayings and does them, then he will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And then the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. You may be feeling like the rain is falling, the floods are overwhelming you, and the wind is literally beating on that house. But listen, there's a promise in this. If we are doers of his word, if this is our passion, if this is what we're rooted and grounded in, here's the promise when that's happening. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine, when the wind blows, and he does them, and beats on that house, it did not fall. It did. God doesn't want you to keep falling. He doesn't want you to keep getting uprooted and blowing away and tossed to and fro. God wants you to stand strong. It says here in the next passage, the next portion, is that it's foolish to not build. It's foolish to not have a root system. Hear me. The word of God is saying to you today, if you do not have a root system, this is foolish, because when the rain falls and the floods come and the winds blow, and not if, when it comes, it fell, and great was its fall. It is foolish to not be rooted. There's so many reasons for you today to stop quitting and to be rooted. The difference in whether the rain and winds cause you to be knocked over and blown away, or you stand firm, green with life, producing fruit in every season, is how deep are your roots. Are you keep quitting and transplanting and moving your roots from place to place, or are you rooted and grounded and immovable? That is the difference. And we're called to be living fruitful. We're actually called to be this way. We're called to be the tree that is planted. You might say today, oh, it's really no big deal if I have a root system. It's not, it doesn't affect anything. No, let's go to the very first commandment, the law of first. That means it's super important. The very first commandment to you as mankind in the word of the Lord, and Genesis 1:28 says, be fruitful. And by the way, I'll finish in a second. That does not mean produce babies. Listen, now the rest of it, we'll finish. Listen, Genesis 1:28, the very first command from God to you is to be fruitful and multiply. The multiplying is having babies. The very first command is that your life be fruitful. God expects it. He's given every single one of you gifts and talents, and he expects that we will be fruitful in it. So it is a big deal whether you have roots or not. It's a big deal whether you're grounded in Christ or not. It's a big deal if you're fruitful. It's the very first thing God wants for your life is for you to be fruitful and prosperous in everything that you do. It is his desire. So be fruitful and multiply. Two separate things. When we get rooted and stay rooted, then the natural result is fruitfulness. The natural, our natural result should be firmly planted. Our natural result should be that we are fruitful in every season. Our natural result should be that our leaf remains green and does not wither. Our natural result should be that we stand firm and that we are immovable. This is what God has for every single one, but it takes you to stop quitting and get rooted in everything, because it affects everything. You might think, oh, this has nothing to do with God's kingdom. It's not important. Yes, it is very important. Stop quitting in your life. Make a practice to stop quitting in your life. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 says, blessed. Oh, how many of you want to live the blessed life? In anything. You can be blessed in the middle of a storm, everything wreaking havoc around you. Here you are, and people are just shaking their head. It's called the peace that passes all understanding. Here I am over here sipping my tea. Well, all hell's breaking loose, and everybody's like, why on earth is she just sitting back, rocking, looking at nature, sipping her tea, taking hikes? Yeah, guess what? I'm immovable. I'm blessed in every single season. I don't care. I don't care. Care what comes at me, because I'm rooted and grounded in Christ, and I know that I'm immovable. Immovable. I know my end. I know my destiny. I know my God in his word, and he's proven it over and over again. All right, we had one word of that verse. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious. Fear and anxiety are not from the Lord. And when we are so rooted in him, so rooted in him, I know that all that stuff coming in around me is not my source. My source of nutrition are those roots that are way down below. My source of strength is not what's coming around me. It's coming from those roots down below. My provision isn't coming from what's hitting around me. It's coming from those roots down below. So I don't have to fear or be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. But we've got to stop uprooting, because there could be a continual season of no fruit in your life. And we can't blame that on God. We can't question God's goodness and his awesomeness. When we see people being thrown to and fro, or we see in our own lives being thrown to and fro, because he's given us his word. He's given us his promises. He's given us the blueprint. Get rooted and grounded and stop quitting. Here's the word of the Lord, Matthew 3:10. It says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the lake of fire. Ouch. It's important that we're fruitful. It's important that we're rooted. I don't want anyone in this house to be cut down and thrown into the lake of fire. But this is the word of God, and I can't choose it for you as much as I wish I could. I wish I could just put a passion in your heart for God's word and his kingdom, but I can't do that. The only one that can do that is you. And when you do that, oh man, when the dust
woman standing so strong in the face of every kind of assault that can be brought at her. And that doesn't come from shallow roots. That comes because she has deep roots in her God. And that's what God wants for every single one of us. And again in Luke 3:9, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. God forbid that anybody hearing my voice today would be a tree that gets cut down and thrown into the lake of fire. Please get rooted. Please stop quitting so that you can stand through every... What a testimony. We're supposed to be a light put on a hill. It's a testimony for people around us. It's a testimony for your brothers and sisters in Christ when you stand in the face of adversity and there's a bunch of dust and they don't know how it's going to turn out. And when the dust settles, there you are still standing with fruit on your leaves. Fruitfulness is directly connected to your faithfulness. Faithfulness to church, faithfulness to God's house, faithfulness to His word. He set everything up for us to be successful. But you won't ever produce fruit if you don't grow roots. And you'll keep falling for everything. We need to be doers of the word and not hearers only, it says, because we deceive ourselves. We deceive ourselves when we sit in church week after week and our roots are only shallow. We deceive ourselves into thinking everything's going to be fine and it's going to be okay. But when the wind blows, we're knocked over and we're taken out. So be doers and be grounded in God. Don't wait for the winds to come. Be a doer now and get rooted and be immovable. Listen, this is why God established His church. This is why God in Acts 2 set this up. He gave pastors to equip you and to bring you to maturity. He gave you church so you could be faithful to His house so that you can get roots. And guess what? In this house, we have church on Sunday, but we also have groups. We have groups for you to break bread and fellowship continually, as Acts 2 says that the church does. So join a group. Get involved in a group. Everything is available for you to have strong roots. You only have to be a doer. You have to be a doer of the words. If you love me, you'll obey my word. We have got to be doers of His word. Not only do we have groups, guess what? This church God has established here has made it so easy for you. We have 6:15 a.m. prayer Monday through Thursday every single morning for you. All you have to do is call in and hear the prayers being prayed over your day and agree with the prayers. We've made it so easy in America, in this house, for you to be rooted and grounded. So please, His Tabernacle Family Church, get rooted and grounded. Get in rocks. Solid faith. Get in a group. Join. Don't be a Sunday morning Christian. Man, that's a slow working root system. Continually be rooted and grounded in Christ. So this morning, I've gone long and I apologize. I have the spirit of Pastor Spencer on me today. He's not in the house, but we're still functioning like he is. But please hear me. Very, very important. Maybe it's your first week here. Or maybe you've never asked Jesus into your life. Or maybe you have and you've walked away from it. I have good news for you today. Even if you're in this place and you have no root system in you at all, today can be the day where you start making roots, where you no longer have to be tossed to and fro, where you no longer have to be broken down and disappear. You can start growing roots today by accepting Jesus, this awesome, awesome God, the best friend that you will ever have, the God that is only good, into your life. So if you could just bow your heads, please, no moving around. Bow your heads and close your eyes. If that's you this morning in this place, and you say, I want to ask Jesus into my life. I want today to start growing these roots that make me immovable. I'm not going to wait very long, but I'm going to give you opportunity to just raise your hand up quickly. Be bold. This is the best decision that you will ever make. If you want to ask Jesus into your life, or if you've asked him before and you've totally walked away and uprooted yourself, and you want to recommit to him today, I want you just to raise your hand up quickly. Thank you. Thank you very much. Real quickly, we're not going to wait long. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? I don't want to move on without you. Best decision you will ever make. You feel the Spirit of God tugging on your heart, telling you you need to do this. Go ahead and throw your hand right up in the air quickly. I'm going to count down from five. Thank you. Five, four. Come on, raise your hand. Three, thank you. Two, and one. Now don't lift your heads up yet. I want to ask you a question as a part of the family of this house. I want you to ask yourself, is my passion and focus Jesus? Am I rooted and grounded? Am I seeking him above all else? And you today just want to focus on getting some really strong roots so you don't have to be thrown all over the place. You don't have to be anxious and you don't have to fear because it's not God's desire. I'm not going to have you raise your hand or anything. I just want you in this place to ask yourself, where is my passion? Has my passion gotten distracted? Has my passion waned? Has fear crept in, offense, or anxiety? God, just help us right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to extract all fear, anxiety, offense, shallow roots from our lives. God, help us right now to be more committed every single day, to be growing in you every single day, to be increasing more and more in your kingdom, in your house every single day, so that our roots can grow strong and grow deep. And we thank you for it, Jesus. In your precious name, amen. Everybody stand to your feet real quickly. Mindy, if you'll come over here. If you raised your hand for salvation, even if you didn't raise your hand and you really want to make that decision today, we want to make this a successful day for you, a day that will change your life. I want you just to be bold and come forward. Maybe ask the person next to you if they would like to go forward, that you'll bring them forward. Take the opportunity to ask somebody, bring them forward. If you raised your hand for salvation, just come right down and meet us up front. Prayer team, if you would come to the altars. The prayer team is here to pray with you for anything. Have a blessed day. Know that the Word of God has gotten into you today and is growing your roots. Amen. Be immovable, His tabernacle. Be immovable.